I hope that song never gets old. It shouldn't. I hope it doesn't get old to you. All right, the book of John this evening. This will be our second go at it. John chapter 1 this evening. I then gave Chloe a message for the night. What was it, Chloe? Don't get stupid. There you go. I believe that's not just for her. I think the world's gone stupid. I really do. It amazes me. You know, it's sad when the world's got so stupid, things don't make you think, how in the world? You ever, this has nothing to do with anything. You ever read a sticker on something you bought and thought, why in the world did they put that warning label on there? Because somebody stupid did that. That's exactly why they put that on there. So, yep, world's gone stupid. All right. If my wife is here, don't say that. Sorry. John chapter 1, let's begin verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So let's pray. Father, we love you. We do thank you, Lord, again for the privilege, God, just to come to church. God, I know it's a Wednesday evening. I know folks in the flesh are tired. It's been a long week already for many, and God, many things are going through people's minds. But God, I pray for the next little bit. God, would you help us, Lord, as we just want to pull around your table. God, as you feed us from your word, I pray, God, it would find a lodging place. God, that, Lord, the word of God would continue to grow in our minds and our hearts. And God, it would help us to shine brighter in these days. God, I know there's hurt, there's pain, there's sicknesses tonight, Lord. There's all kinds of needs. Lord, but help us, God, to always remember the lost. God, I do pray, God, if there'd be somebody here tonight that's lost, maybe a young person, maybe an older person, whoever it is tonight, God, tonight would be the night, God, they'd see their need of a Savior. And God, I do pray, dear God, that you'd help us in these days to stand true, God, not to move to the left, to the right, but God, to stay straight. And we'll thank you and praise you for what you do here in this evening, Lord. For us in Christ's name, I do pray. Amen. You can be seated this evening. We'll take a little bit of a pop quiz. We won't do much. Just basically we'll ask you two questions. Let me find the one real quickly. So I'll have it. I wasn't prepared. Well, let's just do this one. I wasn't prepared for that, but we started out last week with the book of John, and we made several remarks. We got down through about verse number, I don't know, 6, I think. But the book of John, as we looked at the whole of the four Gospels, and why are there four Gospels? Remember what we talked about there? Was anybody here last Wednesday night? It gives you a complete view. It gives you the front, sides, and back view of the different aspects of Christ. When it comes to the book of John, we find right off the bat that the book of John is dealing with what? The deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that being said, and I got to thinking about this today because we take so much for granted, and I figure most of you know this, but what does it mean, the deity of Christ? When we say the deity of Christ, what does that mean? He is God in the flesh. He is supreme. He is not just... And God even himself recognizes there are other little g gods. But he and he alone is the one and true living God. And here, again, we're dealing with not an assumption, but we are dealing with fact. He makes no place of dealing with the thoughts of there would be any other God. As we looked at the beginning of Genesis, in the beginning, God. Here we find that same thought. In the beginning, we find that word. The only place, as we mentioned the last Wednesday night, about a fact of God dealing with someone that doesn't believe this is basically what? The fool says there is no God. God never one time defends himself. He says, I'm God, and there is none else. And so, and again, I don't think that's a problem in our pew tonight, but you'll be amazed, and I'm watching it happen so much, and it scares me. It really does. And youngins, we got some of our teenagers in here tonight. Moms and dads, know why you believe what you believe. Stand on what you believe, and don't turn from what you believe. I've seen so many people turning away from this Bible. We're going to show you tonight off one verse, where a lot of the perversions today make great, great error in how they copy down the word of what they call the word of God. And so we hold true to this book. We don't want to turn. We're not going to say, we believe. It's not about what I believe. It is the word of God. And so I hope tonight, again, that we'll just continue to draw these things into your heart and your mind. And again, God doesn't deal at all with the fact that there could be the thoughts of another God. So in the beginning was the Word. And again, we made mention last time that it wasn't that God was at the beginning as far as, he began there. He predates the beginning. Everything that's ever been and ever will be came after him. And when it's all said and done, he'll still be. And so again, the deity of who God is. In the beginning was the Word, the capital W. Again, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word. Again, the capital W. Why is it capitalized? It's a name. It is the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, again, we I'm not here to pick fights, not here to get us to be that way. I don't like being that way. I'm just going to stand for truth the best I know how. But your Jehovah Witnesses do not like those verses. They don't know really how to deal with those verses. They'll rabbit trail around them the best they can. But again, we see why would the Jehovah, this is none of the notes I have, why would the Jehovah Witnesses not like that those verses? Exactly. They deny the deity of Christ. They deny the fact of a triune God. But that's what we find here in John chapter 1. And these first verses are so full of so much. I mean, we read through them, and as we just read tonight, less than 5 minutes, we read through 14 verses, that those 14 verses should blow our minds of all the truth that we can find in those verses. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Again, no room for doubt. The same was in the beginning with God. And then verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And we spent much time going through verses, and we're not going to do that again tonight because I want to get done with these 14 verses tonight. But we looked at verses on that fact of, all things were made by him. And if he did all of that, I think we're all right tonight. Not because who I am, but because who he is. And so we looked at that. And then we talked just a little bit, and I do want to mention this again. Why do men fight? And I know Brother Danny answered it last Wednesday night. Why do men fight? I mean, they don't argue about a lot of things. I mean, everybody's got something they like to argue about. But why does man want to argue the fact that there is a God? Accountability. Because if there's no God, they're not accountable to anybody or anything. but with the truth that there is a God. We know there is accountability, and we all are accountable. Why do you think our world is stupid? Because they have no fear of God. They have no mindset of accountability. Man today does some of the most craziest things. Why does a man go into a Waffle House and just begin shooting? There's no fear of God. There's no thought of God. And he's not the only one. Just because you don't have to go into a Waffle House and kill people to register on that list. Our country, our world is full of a generation that is blinded to the truth that there is a God that they are accountable to, that they will stand before a holy and a righteous God. As we looked last Sunday night at that fact of being, God correcting us and God chastening us, that the fact that God would do that. You know, Brother Mark's here. He's our police officer in here. But, you know, Brother Mark can't be everywhere in Salisbury. I ask this, and I'll throw my hand up first. Anybody break the law today? I got my hand up. I broke the law today. Just because there were police officers out in North Carolina today, the speed sign said 65. Guess how fast I was going? Not 65. No, I go about 6 over. That's about my limit. I'm scared after that one. I can't afford. Well, some things. What is it, Tony? They got Tony's picture in their car. Oh, it's you again. What are you saying, preacher? Just because there's a physical law doesn't make you obey it. But let me ask you this. When you top over the hill and you see that pretty little car with them pretty little lights sitting there, what do? You instantly see, how fast am I going? Ain't that right, Tony? Why? That's the question, though. Why? Why do we do that? I'm terrible. If I see a highway patrolman coming in behind me, it makes me so nervous. I ain't breaking the law, but he makes me nervous. Why? Accountability. A man that says there is no God goes through life knowing that or believing in his own self. Nobody's watching him. When we learn to acknowledge God in all our ways, as we saw 2 Sunday nights ago, it'll fix our problems. When we realize it's not what the preacher says or sees, it's not what the church says or sees, everything that I do, whether I eat or drink or whatsoever I do all to the glory of God. Whatever it is, if it's my dress, I stand before a mirror. Amen. And I say, God, is this right? If it's what I watch on TV, or if it's what I listen to on the radio, or if it's where I go, God, I'm accountable to you. Y'all okay? But when man says there is no God, he does whatever he wants to. And people that do say there is a God pretty much does what they want to most of the time. But when we understand that we are accountable to a God, the deity of Christ, he is the supreme God, it'll keep us in check. And again, that's the reason our world has gone stupid. And I know I keep saying that, but it's amazing me the things the directions we're going. And it's all from the fact that we've got away from this simple truth. God says, I'm God. Well, I don't believe that. It didn't change God one bit because I didn't believe it. But one day every knee will bow. And do what? Confess. Confess what? That He is God. Isn't it amazing? I'd rather be right now than be shown later that I wasn't right. So again, we find here that the Bible says all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4 says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we ask that question, where does life come from? Where would we find life? And I simply wrote here again in my notes, there would be no life without Him. He is life. And that life is the light of men, every man, all over the world. Verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness. Again, be careful as you go through verses, and again, make sure you understand the difference between the big W, the little W's, the big L, the little L's. Here we find that light. That's not Christ. That's the knowledge, the thought of inside of every man that there is a God. And that's the truth. You know, I know we live in a world today that people say, well, I'm an agnostic, or I'm an atheist, or I'm this. Or they hadn't always been that way. They wasn't born that way. According to my Bible, every man's born with a light. That boy, let me back up. That man that says that I'm agnostic or I'm an atheist was the same little boy who would lay out under the stars and look up at the heavens and think about a God. Something happened to him from that point till then. So the light shineth in darkness. And I've got wrote here in my notes, what a light. What a light. I don't care how dark this world gets, and I believe with all my heart, that's the reason we're here tonight. I promise you, there's many a days that as a preacher, I feel like, what's the use? And I know you're the same way. I get frustrated in myself. I get frustrated with people. I get frustrated with the church. I get frustrated with, I don't ever get frustrated with God. But the thing that gets me going and keeps me going is realizing that that light will always win over darkness. Even today, a man that desires light, God will give light. And our job is just to continue to put out the light. So, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shineth in darkness again, no matter what, and I'm glad tonight, and we just say praise the Lord. Verse 6 says, there was a man. And that's sort of where we stopped off last week. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. So now we've gone from God showing forth who He is, the deity of Christ, the thoughts of the Word and the Creator, that light, to the place now that God has chosen. What? An earthen vessel. The Bible says there was a man. And that's all he was a man. And tonight, that's all we are. And it's always good to realize day in and day out that that's what we are. Man with pride. Man with his own thoughts of who he thinks he is. Many times gets to the place where he believes in what he does more than he believes in what God. I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking about men that say they love God. Many times they'll get puffed up to the place where they think they don't need the touch of God. I hope we will always know that we are not God. We're just a man. So God says there was a man. But notice here, he was sent from God. And tonight, we too have been sent. Not by the preacher, not by the church, but tonight we have been given orders by God. That same God that we read about in verses 1, 2, and 3, that same God that is supreme, that God tonight that we are accountable to, God has said, go into all the world So here we find that God took a man and he took that man and he sent him to do something. And tonight that's the same marching orders that you and I have. And he goes on to say whose name was John. Verse 7 says, the same who, John, came for a witness, to bear witness of, notice, the light, the big L, that all men through him might believe. And again, we have been sent. We are witnesses of what? Of the light. We must come to the place where we realize, and again, I love our church. I wear hats that says Gospel Light Baptist Church on them. I got t-shirts that says Gospel Light Baptist Church on it. People ask, where do you go to church? Where do you pastor? I pastor Gospel Light Baptist Church. I love our church. I think it's the best church that I know of. But it's not my job to promote Gospel Light Baptist Church. I promote Gospel Light Baptist Church, the place that we promote God. And that's what John was sent to do. He was sent as a witness of the light. Why? As verse 7 says, that through him men might believe. Notice, we'll back up. Let's read it right. It says the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. How can you bear witness of something? Believing it really don't do it either, though. If the phone rang, hey, we're getting ready to try the guy that shot them. I don't know why the Waffle House, maybe because I'm hungry. I don't know. The Waffle House shooting. We want you to be a witness. Why? I wasn't there. I didn't see a thing. How can I be a witness? I couldn't. Well, we want you to. I ain't got nothing to say. But John had something to say. Why? He'd been there. He'd seen it. He'd touched it. He knew. What did Paul do? Paul simply witnessed and then told others of what God did for him. What are we supposed to do? Same thing. Witness what God has done for us. Again, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. And I love our Bible. It says that what? All men through him might believe. Tonight, there's not a soul upon this earth that if we'll take the light to, or the light of the gospel comes to them, that's in them, they can believe. I read this verse, and we'll read it and move on. The Bible says in Matthew 11:11, says, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding that he is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Jesus Christ himself said of the man that we just read about how great he was. But we can't get saved through him. Why? Because he's not that light. But he came to bear witness of that light. So remember that we are not the light. Verse number 8. He was not that light. We are not that light. Again, that's the capital L. We have light. We are witnesses of that light, the capital L. And John here himself says he was not that light. And again, I've tried to teach myself, and other men say this, and I don't beat them up because they say it. I know what they're saying, but I don't like saying it that way. I hear people say, well, this is my ministry. I have no ministry. I'm just a witness that's bearing witness of that light. It's not my word. It's not my ministry. It's not my church. This is all about the Lord. The more we make of Christ, the more we'll see Christ. So he was not that light, but was, again, there's that word, sent to bear witness of that light. So again, we are not the light, It's not about what I think. It's not about, and don't go there. Every time that we go anywhere to say anything about the Lord, we always ought to say more about Him than we say about ourselves. He's the light. Verse number 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I wrote here, verse 9, that was the true light. With that said, apparently there must be false light. There's only one true light. But there are false lights. Be careful. There's only one true light, which lighteth every man. Again, it's a whosoever will. It doesn't matter who they are, what they are, where they've been, what they've done, but that light will make a difference. Again, man has no excuse. Why? Because there's a light been put in every man. Every man needs that light. That's Jesus, the capital L. And there is a light, and it's enough. And His name is Jesus. Verse 10. He said He was in the world. He who? That light, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word, the light, the Creator, as we've seen Him here, was in the world. And He was. How? He came and was robed in a robe of flesh. He was born in a manger. Unknown for all those 30 years there, walking among sinners, and He hung on a cross. The Bible says He was in the world, and He was in the world. It's a fact. Another fact says, and the world was made by Him, as we've seen. So He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. And then it goes on to say, and the world knew Him not. Why didn't they see Him? Their eyes were blinded. They were looking for what? A king. Their king couldn't have come through a manger. He couldn't have been a carpenter's son. And many today never see Him because they can't see. As John says, behold, a lamb. See, that's what we promote. A lamb. One that was spotless, that was pure, that was a sacrifice for the world. They didn't recognize Him. Why? Because He came not as a regular king would come. He had no crown. He had no throne. He had no wealth. But He didn't come for those things. He came so that a man would believe and be saved. That man would know sin and that He would deal with sin. Why? Because He became sin for us. He died for us. But man still does not recognize even today that there is a Savior. Verse 11. Verse 10, we saw He came into the world and the world knew Him not. It draws the strings a little tighter in verse number 11. He came into His own and His own received Him not. Who is His own? The Jew. The nation of Israel. He came through the lineage of David. He came as a Jew. He was born as a Jew. They didn't want Him. They did not want that king. Again, it says He came into His own and His own received Him not. Know this. God did not make them believe and God will not make you believe. We all have a free will. He came into the world. The world didn't know Him. He came into His own. They didn't receive Him. And today, men reject Him. Verse number 12, the turning verse. We've seen the truth of the deity of Christ. We've seen the truth that He is the way of life and the only life. We've seen that the world would not receive Him, His own would not receive Him. But now verse 12 says, but as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm on this side of verse 12. He came through the world. They didn't want Him. came to his own. They didn't want him. But as many. Well, isn't that wonderful? Aren't you glad God didn't say the first 100? Aren't you glad God didn't just say to the Jew? Aren't you glad God didn't just say to the white man or to the black man or the red man or the yellow man? But as many, and that still is true today, God didn't put a number of 144,000. God said, as many. And that many is still running today. But as many. And again, it's a whosoever will. And I'm glad, again, there's still some that'll come to the light. Not everyone, but as many as will. Notice also it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power, key words here, to become. I wasn't born saved. I had to be born again. He gave power to become. No man is already. Why? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. But God says that as many as believe, to them gave he power to become. I'm glad I can say I've become. Not what I was, but I've become something different. The sons of God. How? Again, you that have been around here long enough know I beat this one quite a bit. Because I've been in the churches that says, well, if you didn't cry, you're not saved. If you didn't say this prayer, you're not saved. If you didn't do it this way or do it that way, you're not saved. The Bible, again, says it so clear in verse number 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe. Key words again. On, not in. On. There's a difference. Believe on his name. The devil believes in. I believe on. It's not about us or who we are, but to whom we'll believe on his name. This verse, this one verse I made mention earlier, this one verse is such a verse that the corrupt so-called Bibles of our day have destroyed. We see here the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. Why is that important? The Bible says in John 3:16 what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Many of the corrupt Bibles of our day, your NIV, your NSAV, your I don't remember all the ones that reads it this way. Do you know that many of those in John 3:16 leave out the begotten and will say the one and only Son? So, preacher, what's the difference? Was he not the one and only Son? No. Yes, he was. Not according to verse number 12. I'm a son. He's the only begotten. I wasn't the begotten son. He was. But I'm a son. And your perversion Bibles today, that's the reason, again, I believe in the pure word of God. They'll take John 3:16 and where it says the begotten, they'll say the one and only Son. That's not true. Oh, preacher, you're making it. No. It's either right or wrong. Verse 12 again says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Again, this verse in many of the corrupt Bibles of our day say that instead of saying gave them power to become the sons of God, this is what, and I can't believe this. Look it up when you, I got a Bible app that I look this mess up on. I don't have all these Bibles laying around, but our Bible says that to as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. This is what they say. We have been given the right to become. I have no right. Those false Bibles, instead of saying he gave us power to become, they say that we have the right to become. Is that not the mentality, though, of our day? It's my right. But I have no right when I stand before a holy and a righteous God. We deserve hell, but God's love and his mercies and his grace. But people today hold a book that they call the Bible. And it says that they have a right. I'm not God. I have no right. One more thing that the perversions will have in their text with this verse. It says it's because we live in such a general and gender neutral day. And this ain't something that just happened. This thing's been creeping for years to get to where we are. Again, it all goes back to the accountability facts. Notice again it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. Now, ladies, does that bother you? Well, I'm not a son. Don't that bother y'all? It should bother y'all. We're in 2018. Y'all should stand up and protest. Shake your finger at God and say, how dare you? Well, this is what some of the corrupt Bibles say. Instead of saying become the sons of God, they say children or sons and daughters. Why? Because it offended them. Now let me ask you something. Why does it matter? Why does it matter that we've become the sons of God? There's got to be a reason. Why didn't he say you've got sons and daughters? All throughout your Old Testament, you'll find this truth. When it came to dealing out the inheritance of a family, it never went to a daughter. It always goes, and I get chill bumps just thinking about this. It always goes to the sons. And we have become the sons of God. Why? Because I have an inheritance. Daughters didn't have an inheritance. But God says, when you believe on me, I'll make you a son. And with that, I have an inheritance. Praise his name. So in that one verse, these corrupt Bible, well, I like my NIV, I like my ASV, I like my New King James, I like my what's that one? The Living Bibles, this is probably the worst of worst too. What's the one? Teresa, what's that one you carry? No, I'm kidding. No, what's the one? A lot of, and I'm not picking on, I just know some Methodists, and a lot of the Methodists use this thing. No, it's written like a novel. Is it what's it called? The Passage or something like that? The Message, is that it? I think it is The Message. Teresa will show you hers afterwards.
But really, though, people say, oh, you're just dogmatic about that King James. But it makes a difference. When you take a word out or add a word to, it changes everything. And again, and that's just one little verse. Verse 13, we got to move and we'll be done. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Why? We've all been that way. We've all been born. We've been born of blood. We've been born of the will of the flesh. We've been born of the will of man. But that didn't do nothing for us. But what? Condemn us. But when we were born of what? God. That's what made the difference. The question is, and it always will be, are you born again? I was born first to my first Adam. But on that vacation Bible school night at Friendship Baptist Church, I was born again through the second Adam. Verse 14, and we're done. And the Word, capital W, was made flesh. Why? And dwelt among us. Why? And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only, there's that word, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It wasn't the miracles. Why? He did miracles all throughout the Old Testament. It wasn't the wordings or the teachings. We see that all throughout the Old Testament. But when we saw a man that John says, behold, the Lamb of God, that perfect, sinless Lamb of God, full of grace and truth, that's what made the difference. And here we have that man that was in the beginning, that was before the beginning, that made all things, that was born into this world and the world didn't want him. He came into his own didn't want him, but as many as received him, that's us. What did we receive? Verse 14. A man by the name of Jesus, the Word, the Light, the Creator, full of grace and truth. Never has been, never will be one like Him. He is the only one. That's why we preach Jesus. We don't preach the church. Thank God for the church. Christ loves the church. But if it wasn't for Christ, there'd be no church. I love this book, but if it wasn't for Jesus, this book wouldn't mean a thing. The reason we preach Jesus, Him crucified. Tonight, the deity of Christ. We need to let the world see the light. Why? That's what John was sent to do. John was sent to bear witness of that light. Why? That all men through him might believe. They don't need to know what we do here, how we do here. They need to know the light. It's what I needed. It's what you needed. If you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord, you need a light. Let's stand together this evening. What a book.